Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. It is Free For All Friday. Your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Well, I've been trying to do a little bit better about having monologues and getting us started on the right foot, so to speak, each show or most shows. And today I thought, you know what, I'm going to pull out an old monologue because I think it's appropriate with all this going on. And as I got to reading it, it's a little more dated. But if you remember, it wasn't just a monologue. I ended up using it in The Pen as an article. Now, if you are a subscriber to The Pen, I'm still having extreme revenue issues and I cannot afford to print it. I've got to pay the bill so we can stay on the air. That comes first. And that's why for over a year now, I've not sent out any renewal notices, and the last issue of The Pen went out in June. So if that was when you received it, you received the most recent. This was in one of The Pen a year or more ago, because I talked about the liberals not being really offended. They like to say they're offended all the time, but they are the real bullies in the world. And in this particular monologue or article, I wrote about The View and some of the things they did when they made fun of the nurse that was in the beauty contest and made fun of what she was wearing, the fact that she had a stethoscope, because they're clueless about how we out here, we the people, live. And they made fun of Carly Fiorina and made fun of her smile. They just are the bullies. But not just the people in The View, the liberals in general. They are the bullies. They will talk about what Trump says and really go crazy with it. And you look at them and you hear them. And they are as vulgar and inappropriate as they can possibly be all the time. All the time. I was watching last evening on the Fox News, different ones. I was flipping around with Fox News and Fox Business. But did you know that somebody took a sledgehammer to Donald Trump's star on the Walk of Fame and just annihilated it? I mean, with a sledgehammer. I guess that's Trump's fault because he provokes the violence. It's not his people that are violent. It's the liberals that come in there and provoke the violence. And we have seen now in the WikiLeaks that they have plotted this. And if you remember when they had to stop the rally in Chicago, there were even people hurt. So it's a crime. They are the bullies. They're not offended. They could care less. What they care about is getting their way, their agenda. And their agenda has nothing to do with freedom or liberty, ever, ever, ever. So this, I'm going to go to the article. I wasn't sure where I was going to start today, but I'm going to go to the article about the homeless person that is a Trump supporter. I hope they're registered. Decided to guard Donald Trump's star now that it's been crushed. So this homeless person, and it is a she, she's a female black woman, is guarding this, and she's holding up signs of some I can't repeat because they're a little colorful with the language. But this is one. 20 million illegals and Americans sleep on the street intense. Vote Trump. She's a homeless person guarding the star on the Walk of Fame for Donald Trump and making a statement, kind of like in Dr. Seuss's Whoville. We are here. We are here. Here we have Hillary Clinton and the leftists, the progressives. Oh, they want to tug at our heartstrings and tell us it's about us. I mean, you know, we are just horrible people because we don't want to bring in more illegal aliens or more refugees that could be dangerous. While we see that the homeless in this nation, the jobless, the homeless, they're lucky if they're in a tent. Many of them are in cardboard boxes or just laying on the streets or just pick a park bench if they're lucky to lay on. They can't bathe. They eat garbage or maybe they go to some of the shelters that have food. This is not the American dream. This is what happens when the American dream is crushed. We've been ignoring our homeless for a long time. Now some of them have illnesses. When are we going to lift up our own weak and downtrodden and take care of them? The poor will always be with us, that's for sure. But when are we going to care enough about our own? Many of these are vets. When are we going to care enough to put a stop to this socialism? This is socialism at work right here. Americans out of work, Americans out of homes. That is Hillary Clinton's socialism. Well, they can tell you they're going after the fat cats all they want. They are the fat cats. Oh, yes. They are the fat cats. I also watched on Hannity last night, and he's been having these. They've got like a town hall, and they're out in talking to the millennials, to the college students. And there were two of them, two young ladies. One was a young white woman, the other one was a young black woman. Both of them were Trump supporters, and both of them have taken extreme ridicule, and they have to be careful because of the violence against them. This is your liberal progressives. They are the bullies. They're not offended. They're bullies. They want to force you to see things their way, and if you don't, they're going to come after you. They're going to make life miserable for you. There's no way that we should be at this point in the United States of America if we were still a free republic, a constitutional republic. Oh, we'll have disagreements. But do you really want to throw eggs at, spit at, slug, chase someone who doesn't agree with you politically? That is being a bully, and that's what liberal progressives are. They're not offended. They are the bullies. They might tell you you're the bully, but in reality, they are the bullies. We're going into a break. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. It is Friday. It is Free for All Friday. The number to call is 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And we will talk about almost anything you want to talk about on Free for All Friday. 877-895-5410. I've got some good news when we come back, some real good news. And we the people, we will be right back.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their legal team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Tupperware, a trusted name that's been around a long time. But did you know it's not just about storage? Tupperware has been helping you in the kitchen and around the house for many years. Cook it, serve it, keep it stored safe. Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. I used to be a Tupperware lady, but now my good friend Beth Mitchell is my Tupperware consultant. Do you need a bridal shower gift or a fundraiser? It's picnic season. Are you ready? Storage season is all year long. Saving money, saving time, saving food, storing items. Tupperware literally has you covered. Are you looking for a career to help others and yet manage your own time? Beth Mitchell is leading the way. Let her be your Tupperware consultant. Beth will help you get started with your new career. Visit BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. That's 573-690-4924. Tupperware is not just a party. Tupperware is a savings and an opportunity. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And we have returned. I said I was going to give you some good news, and I am, but I'm going to hold off. I'm going to hold off just a little bit because I have some callers. We have CW in Missouri. CW, how are you today? Are you there, CW?
Yeah, I'm fine.
There you are.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
I hadn't heard the bell ring yet. Before I make my point, I want to compliment you, Beth Ann. I was on the road Monday, and I heard your program, and I thought you really did a fantastic job of laying out the reasons why we should vote for Trump. I think you laid out better than he does sometimes. I really appreciate that.
Well, thank you. Thank
the
you
way you me. Laid it out, everybody ought to vote for Trump. I really did like that.
Well,
what
you.
I want to say is that all these polls that they're showing, like Hillary's already got won by a landslide, that's all for a purpose to discourage the Trump people so they won't go vote. Whatever you do, I don't care if the polls showing Hillary ahead 2-1, be sure and get out and vote November the 8th and vote for Trump. That's the only day the politicians care what we think. It's on election day because that's the only day we've got the power to put them out or put them in. And if we don't take advantage of that one day that we've got and we just sit home and let America go down the road to destruction, or we can get out and vote for a change. So everybody wants to be sure that they get out and vote November 8th.
And let me talk about that just a little bit. You know, Loretta Lynch came out and said we're not supposed to talk about the voter fraud because that's voter intimidation, which I think what she is saying is intimidation. But let me, I got this off of Twitter, and somebody took a picture of a ballot from Oregon, CW. And guess what? Donald Trump and Mike Pence aren't even on it. They have the Democrat Hillary Clinton and Tim Kaine. Tim Kaine, he's there at the top. Number two, the Democrat Hillary Clinton and Tom Kaine is the second one. The third one is Pacific Green Progressives, Jill Stahl and her Amana, I don't know the name of that, Baraka. And then the Libertarian is at the bottom, Gary Johnson and Bill Weld, and then there's a write-in. Donald Trump and Mike Pence aren't even on the ballot in Oregon. Now, how did that happen?
I think that'd be against the law.
I think so, too. Now, I guess they could claim it was a typo, you know, it was a mistake. But they've got the Democrats on there twice and no Republican on there for president.
And that's another thing. These don't vote for a third-party candidate for president because the Democrats have been given money to these third-party guys to take votes away from Trump. You've got to vote for Trump, or your vote's going to be, it won't count for anything. A vote for anybody besides Trump is a vote for Hillary. So everybody has got to get out and vote for Trump on November the 8th. That's the only day we've got. No matter what we say about, complain about November 9th, it's too late to do anything about it.
You're right.
November 8th is the day. We've got to get out and vote and get all of our friends out to vote. And if we're either going to change this country or we're not, we're going to find out in 11 days.
All right. Well, I appreciate it. You know, a vote for Hillary is a vote for socialism and communism. That's why the Communist Party endorsed her.
You got that
I don't know
right.
Why people can't get that. I don't know why. I understand that the young people don't understand it. But the older people ought to be explaining it to them. Thank you, CW. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. If you're in Oregon, I want you to call in, if you're brave enough, 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Let me know if this is the truth. Now, this is a picture. Somebody took a picture of the ballot, and they were putting it around on Twitter to warn people and to make them aware that in Oregon, now maybe they fixed it by now, I don't know, but in Oregon, the Republican candidate and VP candidate are not listed as president for the presidential side of it. They've got the Democrat on there twice. We're going to go to Gary from Texas. Gary, how are you today?
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. What's on your mind, sir?
Hey, you know, I wanted to continue your conversation about the liberal progressives being bullies.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're being too kind. Actually, I've read a lot of books in my time on the Nazis, National Socialist Party, the Brown Shirts, the SS, of course, Hitler himself. And, you know, everything that the Brown Shirts did, the yes. Democrats are doing now. They're breaking things. They're intimidating. They're doing everything. And so, and the thing is, they accuse us of being the right-wing Nazis. And actually, they are the Nazis. They're the ones that want to control everything from the media. The Nazis control the media, too, just like the Democrats control the media.
You got that right.
They are the true Nazis. And they're trying to take over the country the same way the Nazis took over Germany and the parts of Europe that they took over before World War II actually started.
Well, I wrote down some topics for today, and one was corrupt, one was bullies, and one was evil. And I think they're kind of lumped into all of that because we've seen with the WikiLeaks, we've seen how high, how deep, how wide this corruption goes, but we don't see anything being done about it, and that's because it's so high, so deep, and so wide. But the American people, we need to be burning up the phone lines, and apparently
right.
we're not. And we need to be burning them up.
Hillary Clinton is a female Adolf Hitler. She really is.
Well,
if you read it, study it. And they're not going to admit it because all the people that followed behind the Nazis and all that stuff, they were just blind. They just had faith in the, I mean, the
in
economy
government.
Was bad. That they just,
well,
they just trusted this man because everything he said, he was an egomaniac. She's an egomaniac. He seemed smell. They were talking about Hillary's thinking. Hitler stunk. He stunk too. He used drugs. She uses drugs. Everything. She is a female Hitler.
He promised people he was going to take care of them, that he would keep them safe. They decided that the children belong to them. Have we heard that? The children belong to the community? I mean, it goes and on. You're absolutely right. It parallels, definitely. I appreciate the call, Gary. Thank you so
much. Have a good weekend, kiddo.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Well, the good news is the jury acquitted the armed Oregon occupiers in stunning verdict. The defense attorney hit with a stun gun, arrested. Remember, so in Oregon, the Bundys went to defend the Hammonds. And anyway, they were acquitted. They are acquitted. Now, they haven't let them out of jail yet because they have to stand for some other things. But as far as the protected burn, they have been acquitted. It says a jury delivered an extraordinary blow to the government in a long-running battle over the use of public land when it acquitted all seven defendants involved in the armed occupation of a national wildlife refuge in rural southeastern Oregon. This is huge news, people. This is big. It is a victory. It was an unexpected victory. And the only, and I could be wrong because I flip channels a lot, but the only person I heard mention it last night was Lou Dobbs. He is my new hero. He stood for these guys and he said they were wrongly, unjustly arrested and accused. And he said this is a great victory. And you know, we talk about the politics all the time. But this is what it's about. It's about your property rights. It's about your Bill of Rights. It's about you having liberty. These policies are infringing upon your liberties. Forced insurance is not health care. You've got to remember that. What fools are we who cannot see the forest for the trees? This forest is so full of corruption and evil. It's like the dark forest. As we're going into Halloween, it's like the dark woods. Well, we need to get the wood chopper through there. And we need to clean it up. This is a victory in Oregon. This is a huge victory. We'll never hear that word the same ever again. You know that. And I'm excited about it. I'm very excited about it. Now, I have something kind of on the other side, rather gory and evil, that I want to talk about when we come back. It is Free for All Friday, and we'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's victory for state sovereignty. Understanding that our state's rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights, all packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers we know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed, and that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Mo. 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. CW was telling about, he was complimenting me on Monday's show. And so I kind of had to go through my head, files up there in my head. And it was Monday that I gave the monologue, "Are You Still Confused?" And then I went step by step on, particularly to the women. But I went step by step through why Hillary is the wrong person to vote for. And if you vote for Hillary, exactly what you're going to get. All these WikiLeaks, all this corruption that's being revealed to America. Because, you know, mainstream media is not going to reveal anything to you, is evidence of how corrupt, what a liar she is, and how she runs a campaign, how she runs her staff. It's all incredibly bad. And that's what you're going to get. She isn't going to change. She's going to stay corrupt. She's going to continue to lie and deceive, and she could care less if people die in the wake of it. Okay? But the interesting thing is that with that monologue, I decided to write it out and make it my blog that day. Now, I put it on the website, so you can go find it on my website at csctalkradio.com. And up above, there is a menu bar. And on the menu bar, you can see the blogs. Just click on the blog and you can read it. And it says, "Are you still confused? Oh, that I could convince you to bring America home." I also post these links on Facebook and I tweet them out. And a couple of other websites that I put them on to bring people in. Well, Facebook gives you an opportunity, and I only have done this maybe three times because I'm broke and I don't spend much money. So for $3 or $5 or $7, or you can go on up to much more, they will boost your ad and make sure more people see it, which is kind of confusing to me because they haven't been allowing people to see my articles. And I did it kind of as an experiment about 3 or 4 weeks ago. So twice now, I've tried to boost the link, the ad that I put on for the blog. And twice now, Facebook has rejected the ad. They refuse to boost it. There's no foul language in it. I don't mention anybody's name. They're not supposed to do that. Well, when I put it on the first time, I put Beth Ann's blog. I thought, okay, I'll take my name off of there. Maybe that's what's making them upset. But that didn't work either. So if you'd like to read that blog, you can go to the website and see that blog. Or if you'd like me to print it off and give it to you, send me a self-addressed stamped envelope and throw a dollar or two in there to pay for the paper. If you could. I go through articles all evening, all day actually. I mean, I get them off of Twitter, I get them off of emails, I get them off of Newsmax and Daily Signal and Heritage Foundation and Breitbart, and that goes on and on and on, US Day. I mean, I get all over the place. Well, this one came last evening, and I believe it was Breitbart. I'm not sure. I've already taken it off because I print them off so I can bring them in here. I don't like reading off the computer. I hope you're sitting down. And I hope you're not eating. I don't want you to be eating at this moment. But this is a horror story. And I see I've got some callers holding, so hang on here. This is a horror story that I'm going to bring to you about genocide that's happening in the Middle East. Let's go to Marty in New York. Marty, how are you today?
Oh, I'm pretty good, I guess. It's not snowing yet, anyhow.
Well, that's good. You know, it's just around the corner.
I know. It's that time of year. I got a couple quick ones. First of all, I was wondering, all these people have voted already. I wonder where the votes are being stored and if they can be tampered with.
Oh, that's interesting.
I think it was Obama's last election. They said something about the votes were being counted in Spain or something. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do remember that in the last election. I remember even talking about that. We were a little bit upset about it. It was a company.
Yeah.
It's a company out of Spain.
But
instead of an American company, it was a foreign company.
Anyhow, like I say, I was wondering about these votes there. The people voted already. And, you know, where are they stored and could they be tampered with?
That's interesting. Yeah. Very interesting. Good question. I don't know.
I don't think anybody does.
You know, I'm finding it amazing that people can vote early all the time now. That used to be only if you were going to be out of town or out of the loop. But now you can just go in and vote early. And I don't know that that's a bad thing because, you know, in my little area, you might have to stand in line a little bit, but not very much. But in the cities, I guess you can stand in line for a long time before you get to vote.
Yeah, I don't think it's too good because the candidates, Trump and even Hillary, you know, they're really not through.
That's true. They're not through. And WikiLeaks isn't through. Isn't through yet. I appreciate it, Marty.
Glad you're there. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you very much. All right. I want to get to this story, and it is sick. It is evil. This is a Syrian mother telling her story. She's a Christian mother, and she's sharing her story of escaping the Islamic State terrorist group in a suburb of Damascus while losing her son, George, after he refused to identify himself to the terrorist by a Muslim name. The woman's name is Alice Asaf, and she said that she had heard that her son, who was taken, was beaten and shot to death, but she said he was spared a much worse fate. This is where it gets really ugly. Baking them in ovens at a local bakery, or kneading to death in the bakery's industrial-sized mixer. Asaf told her story to Roads of Success, a human rights NGO, with a focus on the rights of women and Christians in the Middle East. The group was provided testimony of the plight of Christians and Yazidis persecuted by the Islamic State to the House Foreign Relations Committee, and regularly publishes videos and interviews with ISIS attack survivors. I was thinking about what a horrible death this is. She went on to say that Asaf says her suburb was targeted 2 years ago by Islamic State jihadists. She and her children hid in the home of a Muslim neighbor when she first heard that ISIS had come to town to kill its Christian population. Later on, this is a quote from her, we heard that militants grabbed six strong men working at the bakery and burned them inside the oven. After that, they caught some 250 kids and kneaded them in the dough in the bakery dough machine. She said, when the army of dictator Bashar al-Assad arrived to quell the ISIS uprising, the jihadists began throwing children off of balconies and roofs in an attempt to scare the soldiers away. The oldest of the children that they threw off this balcony was 4. Are you digesting this? It's pretty sad, isn't it? But I want to talk about this just a little bit when we come back. This genocide, it's something, it's a horror we can't even imagine. Yet are we not equally guilty? 877-895-5410. And we will be right back.
DJ Hadley has been bringing us all home on the range for 25 years. She's celebrating with a special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Her 25th anniversary special includes a yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. This is the perfect 25th anniversary celebration, as well as great gift ideas. This package is only $40. A yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-FOR-YOU. That's 1-800-726-4348. And tell them Beth Ann sent you. David Keeston, a patriot and good friend of CSC Talk Radio, has published a small booklet, A Constitutional Plan to Fix America. It says this will take 5 years with a market-based approach. Freedom, liberty, prosperity. David has kindly made these booklets available to Beth Ann so that she can bring them to you. To purchase 1 to 9 booklets, $3 each. To purchase 10 or more, $2 each. Shipping and handling included. Today, our nation faces the most difficult threat in over 200 years.
years. The United States of America's very existence is in great danger. The wholesale destruction of our national currency and the standard of living, which all Americans have come to know, love, and unfortunately take for granted. Let's fix America. In ordering this booklet, you're also helping CSC Talk Radio. America working together to fix America and bring America home. Just $3 each, 10 or more, only $2 each. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honor. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned to listen to CSE Talk Radio. The article that I was sharing with you, the story of this Syrian mother, she was thankful that her son was only beaten and shot instead of put through and baked in an oven, or kneaded in a industrial bakery machine. And then the babies that were thrown off of the roofs, which is what they do to gays and lesbians as well. But these babies, the oldest of them was 4. And I gasped as I read this last night, and I thought, oh my gosh, how evil. Who thinks things like this? And then it was like a slap in the head. What are we doing in these Planned Parenthood clinics when we literally take a baby from the womb, cut it up and sell its parts? Or if we don't want it, we literally they insert a tube and take the brains out of the baby as it's being born. Abortion is such an evil thing. And the leftists and the women's rights, they choose this because it's their right to choose this. Well, you had a right to choose, okay. It's murder. And it's barbaric. It is horrible death. These babies feel. So here in the United States of America, Hillary Clinton says, I don't think that a baby, an unborn baby, she at least called it a baby, has a constitutional right. But they try to tell us that an eagle egg does? Tell me again who the bullies are. Tell me again who the violent people are. Tell me again who the evil people are. I had a caller here. He didn't want to go on the air, Derek from Missouri. And he was taking offense to calling Hillary Hitler. Well, you know, they call Trump Hitler, too. And he said the conservatives want to lift Trump up as a saint. Well, I do not lift him up as a saint. I don't think he's a true conservative. I don't even know if he's true constitutional. But I know that he's speaking about taking care of the economy and getting jobs back going. And I look at the people behind him. They're not saints either. But I look at the people behind him, and I'm looking at the entire forest. With Senator Sessions, who has been a long fighter for the border control and for the immigration problems, crisis we have in this nation. Tony Perkins, Jerry Falwell Jr., all of these, Ben Carson, Mike Huckabee. I'm looking at those and many others that are behind Donald Trump. I can't remember them all off the top of my head. Those are what I'm seeing. He's standing, he's the tall guy in the front. But it's these that are lifting him up in the background that I'm hopeful for. They are spending a lot of time talking to Donald Trump. And from what I hear, he is a willing listener to the issues that are going on. The victory in Oregon. Who talks about that? Who talks about property rights? You don't hear it. Oh, we hear about Obamacare and health care and insurances, and we hear about voter fraud, and we hear about the jobs, and we hear about the economy, and those are all important things. But we don't hear about your liberty and your property rights. We don't hear about we, the people, being the constitutional republic. There's been a war on Megyn Kelly this week. I don't know if you've noticed. One of the reasons I quit watching Megyn Kelly was her treatment of Ammon Bundy. She was rude to him, and she was wrong. She was wrong. And I've heard her talk about abortion before. She's not a true pro-lifer. No, she is not, ladies. And pardon me, I don't believe that she needs to be the defender of women. She's not a true journalist. And she has an agenda, and it is a progressive. It is a left progressive agenda. And many of them on Fox are just as bad. But I refuse to watch her. I kind of got scolded by somebody because she had some pretty good interviews. I get aggravated when they cover all the elections and the debates and stuff with her because I don't want to watch her, and then I'm forced to watch her. I'll tell you what, Lou Dobbs is my hero right now. I'm going to have to tweet him. This came off on Twitter. David Limbaugh said, if Hillary can do all these bad things, really, really bad things, with impunity, and even get elected, what won't she be able to do in office? Think about that. It's a scary thought. We used to have branches of government, three branches of government to hold others accountable, and now they're all bought and paid for. The corruption runs so deep, so wide. The FBI and the Department of Justice, none of them are standing for the American people. They are totally worthless. The mainstream media is totally worthless. You have got, I know many of you hate the internet. I know many of you hate things. You have got to start doing your own research and look. Read these WikiLeaks because they are true. They're not disputing them. No one is disputing them. Hillary Clinton is an evil woman. And Trump is no saint. But he is not evil. I don't believe he has evil intentions. He may not get everything right, but I don't believe he has evil intentions, and she does. I am almost finished, and I promise you it will be done by the first of next week. With the Gates of Hillary article. It has taken me a while, and I'll tell you what, with the WikiLeaks and all the new stuff coming up and piling on it, it's been tough to keep up with it. But I'm going to get it done next week, and we have got to make it go viral. The Gates of Hillary. All the scandals and corruption, if you connect the dots, they all seem to come back to Hillary Clinton and the Clintons and the Clinton Foundation. Hillary stands for abortion. Hillary wants to bring in refugees. Well, how many refugees are we going to bring in? Are they going to set up bakeries and start burning Christians and kneading the babies or throwing them off of balconies? When are we going to protect our own homeless, our own vets? When is America going to come home and realize we got some problems? We need to hold hands. You know what we need to do? We need to do some praying and some fasting. That doesn't mean all day fasting. We need to get on our knees and bring America home.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California Mo 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House. Only $13.99.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
It was once said, the pen is mightier than the sword. We're living in a time now that is demanding the Republic to speak up. Grievances need to be put before our elected officials. They need to hear from you. Mainstream media isn't telling the constitutional truth about issues in this nation. There's an agenda afoot that's being used against we the people. Commit now to send at least one of your representatives the pen. There will be no excuse for their lack of knowledge. Pick your state or national representatives and senators, or even your governor. It's time to bring common sense back into our governing. Let the Republic be heard. The Pen is a bi-monthly publication for only $24.95. Order yours and order theirs. $24.95 per subscription. CSC Talk Radio. P.O. Box 73. California, Missouri. 65018. Order four and get the fifth one free. For credit card, visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio listeners are reaching out to bring America home.